Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can't change it. That's a little SRV bringing us back to the late, great Stevie Ray. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. Olala is a member of the governing board of Athena PowerLink. She's a member of the North Carolina Governor's Commission on called NC Works, helping small businesses, the small business sector put their best foot forward in the marketplace. The Athena Group. The Athena PowerLink group, I should say, is helping women business owners do the same thing. Olala, thanks again for being here.
Absolutely.
We're talking about some things that you can do to get started quick and clean in the new year. In the last segment, you talked about making sure you checked on, you identified what was working, what's not working, how to improve things. What do you want to talk about next? What's the next thing we need to focus on?
Determine what's most important in 2017. One of the things that I find really surprising about small business owners is they're so anxious to just get through the year, right, that they almost kind of collapse by the time they get to December 31st. And so they start the new year off very slow. I want them to start strong by thinking about what's most important to the business, what being much more strategic about what's going to contribute to the overall success of the company. Is it money that needs to be reallocated? Is it talent that needs to be identified? Is it mentorship that you need or some type of coaching? Is it access to capital? Is it going back to school and picking up some courses, which, I've shared with you. I've done that. I've had to run a company while I was a student, while my son was a student in college, right. And that was hysterical. So this is really an opportunity to look at, ways to really drive success, and that's going to be different for every small business owner. But the time to do that is right now. When you're in that holiday spirit, when hope is at its highest level, when you're
and it's hard though because you're also trying to close out this year.
And
that's
the
thing.
Exactly,
that's the thing that I wrote a piece about this a couple of weeks ago. This is the challenge. This is the most challenging 30 days of your year because you're wrapping up 1 year while you've got to take some steps to give the next year the best shot.
And do you know what I say to that? No one is going to love your business like you.
That's right.
So if you don't take the time to be strategic about what's important for the next year, who in your company is
that's
going
right.
to do that
that's
for
a,
you?
Now that's exactly right. And it's one of those things. If you can't handle this, then you shouldn't have become a business owner.
That's right.
That's just all there is to it. I mean,
I don't know.
It's another reason why.
It's
another reason why I say, it's the hardest job in the world. After being a single parent, it's the hardest job in the world.
It really is. I mean, for me, it'll be 14 years in February, and there are still some days I scratch my head and think, what was I thinking?
Right.
But this is all I know. I'm unemployable at this point.
Me too. I'm with you on that one. So let's talk about the most important thing, though. Who defines most important? See, you've got what's most important to you. You're the CEO of the company. But then your employees have their own most important thing,
absolutely.
More importantly, your customers have their most important thing.
They do, and this is why taking that time is so critical, because this is the opportunity for you to reach out and re-engage customers and find out, what's important to them, what are they looking for in their business, is there an opportunity for your company to help them achieve that, and then you tap into your staff and ask them, you've been here, you've seen the good, the bad, and the OMG, talk to me about what you think is important for our success in the new year. This is a wonderful opportunity to re-engage people, reconnect with people, and give people a voice and a vote in the direction of your company for the new year. And a lot of small business owners, like I said, they just get so exhausted at the finish line when they get to the end of the year that it's everything they can do to kind of like pick themselves up, when January 1 comes, and then they're already behind the eight ball because they're not starting with a strategic approach.
So do you recommend a meeting with your folks and your people and saying, okay, we're going to talk about three things. Number one, what is important to our customers? Do you think, as we go into the new year, What do you think is important to them, and what about what have we decided is important to them is different from what was important to them this year?
Right.
What's changing about what's important to them, right?
Exactly. It doesn't have to be like a stuffy meeting. It can be a potluck. It can be cocktails.
No cocktails. We've got to get work done.
Okay.
But then you go down to your people, right? Then you say,
yes.
Okay, what's important to you?
Yes. And you know what I would
ask? Is a company helping you? And then when you do those two things, those lead you to what's important to the company then, right?
Absolutely. And what I've done in the past with staff is say, what did I miss? You know, because you're busy. You know, you're the owner. You've got your hand in everything, and in some ways your hand in nothing. And mm-hmm. so I've asked staff, well, what did I miss this year? Where did I come up a little bit short? Where can I grow as your leader? Where can I contribute in a better way? And you would be surprised how many people have some contribution that they'd like to share with you, but they don't feel like you created an opportunity for them to give you that level of feedback.
Right.
And so this is a great time to do that.
Right. So what's important, and you got different. My friend Jim Cantarucci calls them constituents. He didn't call them stakeholders.
Yeah.
You got different constituents in your organization. You got customers. You got vendors. You got employees, and you got the company, right?
That's right. That's right.
And you got to balance those plates. Olala, I need your website one more time, please.
Yes, it's olala.com, OLALAH, and some of the fun stuff I'm working on to help small businesses is at growandwin.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, Tintel, right back with our good friend Olala Njinga.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.